Welcome to this edition of What's Up Bainbridge, brought to you by BARN, Bainbridge Artisan Resource Network. Today we welcome Marilee Mostov, Director of Exhibits and Engagement for the Bainbridge Historical Museum, to tell us about a new exhibit about to open at the museum this coming Friday. Marilee, welcome to What's Up Bainbridge. But first, tell us what a Director of Exhibits and Engagement does.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'd love to talk about that. I think I've worked at other museums before, in larger museums, and I think of my role as kind of covering four big areas that museums do work with: the collections, the exhibit programming, the visitor experience and everything that includes, and learning, which includes everything that a museum does, and programs.
Yeah.
So it's quite a lot.
Museums have always been very important to me. I grew up in Iowa, eastern Iowa, in a Czech community, close to some Czech museums, actually. These were second-generation farmers that came looking for similar land that they farmed in and their families did for generations back in the old country, as they would call it. But museums have always been a part of my life since I can remember, so... And the museum here, the Bainbridge Island Museum, is fascinating. It's full of all kinds of things. And you have a new exhibit opening.
We do. We're really excited. It's opening this Friday, May 6th. It's a project I've been thinking about, but certainly working on for over 2 years. But since I've been at the museum, exhibits are things that change. And we had an existing primary exhibit and had been around a while, and it's time for an update for many reasons. Our new exhibit is titled Our Community Path to Present. And it is, as the title suggests, the underlying themes are community and change, really how these communities change. How I've decided to organize it, that's kind of a big process of me thinking, like, how do you tell the story of an island?
Yeah.
How do you create a learning experience about an island? Because an exhibit is a learning experience, right? What does that look like? What are the choices I made? And one of the first decisions I had to think about is, how am I going to organize the story so that it's easy to understand, so visitors can drop in and without anyone walking them through the space make sense of it. And I decided to organize the space by different communities, right? So it's not in chronological order. And the space itself is divided into 13 spaces.
Oh, wow.
Yes, they aren't large spaces, but each of those 13 spaces illuminate another island community. And how I define community is pretty broad. So a community is a group of people who are linked together by heritage or hobby or work or other association, right? And I think my hardest job, other than coming up with the construct, which really was pretty natural for me, it kind of came pretty easily how I was going to organize it, was to select the 13 communities I would highlight in this, what I call, inaugural exhibit. But part of the structure and why I organized it like that was to allow for easy change, right? We don't want any of our exhibits to be permanent. Our community evolves and change, and our exhibits should evolve and change.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So the plan is, after a year and a half, you know, every year I will rotate out, and some of those communities will be taken down, and then another community will be, on display, if you will.
Well, that sounds very interesting. I mean, right away when you say based on different communities, in my mind, I go to certain places that I'm familiar with and that draw my attention here on Bainbridge Island. But tell us about a couple of them in your new exhibit.
Yeah, I'll tell you about a couple of them. I'll list them for you. Let's see, I'm going to walk around the space. There's the Maritime Transportation, Faith, Forestry, Pride, Filipino, Indopino, African-American, Japanese-American, Military, Food, Suquamish, Business, and Pickleball Community.
Wow.
So I think what you'll know is it's quite a diverse group, right?
Yeah, that's great.
And, you know, how I selected out of, you know, literally hundreds of communities I could have chosen is I really tried to select a diverse group to include as many people as I could on the island. And think about some communities who have historically not been highlighted in our museum, mm-hmm. or who maybe have been misunderstood, and, you know, really trying to get a broad swath of Bainbridge Island.
Yeah. I bet you've had a lot of really great cooperation.
Well, yes, and collaboration. I mean, one of the things I knew from the get-go was if I'm going to work on telling the story about a community, I'm going to need to reach out to the community to be a part of it. It takes a community. It takes a village, right? And so I knew right away, I'm not an expert on any of these communities, to be fair. And so I reached out to leaders in every one of those communities and invited them for a small stipend, you know, a couple cups of coffee, if they would be my community exhibit advisor and actually guide me and say, what are the stories that you want us to share about your community? What are the objects and the stories and the photographs and the people that are important to your community? Teach me and help me. And so that's what I did. I have 11 people working on 12 communities.
Oh, wow. Wonderful. Well, give us an idea of what one would see. Take one of the communities you've just listed, and will there be like pieces of things to look at, or will there be videos or written things or maps or?
Yeah, that's a great question. And what I've said to a lot of these community exhibit advisors is, you know, an exhibit learning experience and storytelling experience is very special and unique. And we are a collecting museum. We collect authentic objects, right? Just like you would think of the Burke Museum or Mohai or the Smithsonian. And so it's really important to me and our current executive director, Brianna Kosowitz, that we showcase authentic materials from Bainbridge Island, not reproductions, but authentic ones. And so we'll have a lot of interesting objects for you to look at. And I say storytelling in a museum is different than a book or poetry, as we were discussing, or a film. And it's kind of an object with 75 words attached, right? So we'll have a lot of interesting things. So many, I can't even tell you what my favorite one is, but and I don't even want to pluck out something. There are just so many special things that you've never seen before that we have on display for the first time. And many of the objects we have on display were in the previous exhibit, but they'll probably look different because of the context and the way we feature them. But the learning experience also includes, yes, things to read. There's, you know, sure. Museums are known critically for too much reading. I try to reduce that. Lots of text. There will be a series of videos you can choose to watch with seating. I'm a big fan of seating because I'm a big fan of making a comfortable learning experience. There are puzzles, there are games, there are drawing and writing activities, yeah. There are listening activities. So lots of different ways to learn.
Well, before you give us the particulars on where to go and what time and where to go for more information, I have to ask you one question that's really burning brightly for me, and that is, for the pickleball exhibit, do you have a copy of the original pickleball racket, or is there such a thing?
There are, and yes, we have two of the very first handmade pickleball rackets.
Oh, that's great.
That have been generously donated to the museum, and we have some of the original early other rackets that were made, you know, more mass-produced, the Diller racket, which was the first mass-produced racket. We have the very first box set, the box from the box set that was made. We also have the racket that was just recently signed by Governor Jay Inslee because, as you know, just last month, pickleball became the state sport of Washington. So we have that commemorative racket.
Just in time.
Yep. Yes, just in time.
Well, give us the details. When does it open? Where do people go? And the time.
Yes. The exhibit opening is all day Friday. It is free. This is a free community event. We want everyone to be able to come to our opening. It's from 10 o'clock a.m. to 6 o'clock p.m. Oh, you can go on the Bainbridge History Museum website and see a list of events, but there will be some events happening throughout the day, starting at 10 o'clock throughout the day, some performances, some music, some storytelling. You know, parking might be challenging because, you know, we're close to Winslow, so
sure.
Find a way to get there, find a place to park. We only have a few parking spots, but we're really excited.
Well, that's wonderful. Marilee, thank you so much for telling us about this.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's been a great experience, and I want to encourage everybody to go. This coming Friday is the opening,
this
right?
Friday, yes.
Okay, good. And the website is bainbridgehistory.org.
Correct.
Yep, you can go there to double-check everything. So I want to thank everybody for listening to this episode of What's Up Bainbridge, brought to you by BARN, Bainbridge Artisan Resource Network.